This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make your operational.
Oh, yeah. That's where you're going. Look for the ammunition at Ammunition Depot. And look, if you're looking to build up that AR-15, go to OperationParts.com. All right. You heard this in the news as we were coming in about this Year Zero release. I'm a little concerned about it. Nothing that I haven't heard before. Back in 2008 or so, Apple patented some software that would disable the phone or the camera and the phone capability, the cellular capability for data. And I don't know who asked for that software to be used. But what that would have done is if somebody was using that software, it would have affected everything within, say, a little city block or something. Then when we heard about the Connecticut and the New York gun registries that were coming online in 2013, I began to wonder what might happen if those states began to really zealously enforce this, if they were going to start kicking in doors. And then it became apparent to me that if they did and somebody pulled out their iPhone and took video of it and stuck it up on Facebook, that would turn into something. And a lot of people told me that wouldn't turn into anything. And then, of course, the Bundy Ranch happened. So here we have WikiLeaks and Year Zero. This is the biggest exposure of CIA spying secrets ever. This stuff is no longer in the control of. They still have them, but this stuff is out in the open. And this is not, there's 99% more of this out there. So here are six of the biggest secrets and pieces of information to emerge from this dump. Number one, the CIA has the ability to break into Android and iPhone handsets and all kinds of computers. Like I said, that's not that big of a surprise to me. It's just a big surprise that it took us this long to find it out. I thought all of that stuff when Comey was trying to get the San Bernardino iPhone to be unlocked, I thought that was all kabuki theater. I knew they knew how to do that. Number two, a lot of people use secondary texting apps to try to encrypt what they've got going on and going out in their texts, like Signal and Telegram and WhatsApp. Turns out that those are also entirely insecure. The encrypted messaging apps are only as secure as the device that they're used on, which turns out aren't secure at all. The operating system is compromised and the messages can be read before they're encrypted and then sent to the other user. WikiLeaks claimed that has happened, potentially meaning that messages have been compromised even if all of the usual precautions have been taken. Number three, and they mentioned one company by name, Samsung, their smart TV. Turns out the CIA can use smart TVs to listen in on conversations that happened around them. This is the one that this is detailed in something called Weeping Angel. That allowed intelligence agencies to install special software that allows TVs to be turned into listening devices so that even when they appear to be switched off, they're actually on. That was created by the Embedded Devices Branch, the CIA division at the center of much of the, you know, this is the where a lot of the new leaks are coming from. Number four, the agency explored hacking into cars and crashing them, allowing nearly undetectable assassinations. I've got a Ford Escape, 2014 Ford Escape, and it does have a computer in it. Now, I don't know. I guess when I hook up to it with my phone through Bluetooth so I can listen to my playlist, that's the way they would send the encrypted kill order. And my family would pay for it later that month with Sprint. Want this file show that the CIA was looking into ways for remotely controlling cars and vans by hacking into them. And the purpose of that control was not specified, but, you know, okay, we'll guess. Number five, the CIA hid vulnerabilities that could be used by hackers from other countries or governments. That's particularly interesting, and they made reference to this on the Town Hall News. This is where they became aware of available exploits within these devices, and they did not tell... They didn't tell Apple or Android or Samsung or any of these people this stuff when these companies could quite easily have fixed that, which they refer to this as hoarding the exploits that it found rather than handing them over to the companies that could fix them and so make users safe as they had promised to do. These bugs were found in the biggest consumer electronics in the world, including phones and computers made by Apple, Google, Microsoft. And they didn't get a chance to fix those exploits because the agency kept them secret in order to keep using them. Documents say serious vulnerabilities not disclosed to the manufacturers place huge swaths of the population and critical infrastructure at risk to foreign intelligence and cyber criminals who independently discover or hear rumors of the vulnerability. If the CIA can discover such vulnerabilities, so can others. WikiLeaks noted that those unfixed exploits affected everyone using the equipment, including the U.S. Cabinet, Congress, top CEOs, system administrators, security officers, and engineers. Right now, there's 8,378 pages of documents to go through, and they've not been looked through entirely. So we don't know what we got there, and they say they haven't dumped all of this yet. We'll see. We'll see what it has, but I mean, they're referring to this as the Vault 7 dump. This first set of leaks is year 7, and this is all coming from something they're calling Vault 7. When taken together, these Vault 7 leaks will make up the biggest intelligence publication in history, according to WikiLeaks. And we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss this deep state that seems to be existing. And explore what we do to fix that. Not that I have all the answers, because the deep state is pretty deep. But this is one of those gotcha moments. Now, one of the things about these exploits that they figured out, and one of the things that they, with this some of these Vault 7 leaks that hasn't really been discussed, is that one of the things that the CIA specializes in is making an attack look like the work of somebody else, leaving so-called digital fingerprints, right? Sort of say like the Russians hacked the election. You see what I'm shoving at you. So, more to come on that without a doubt. There is more to come on that without a doubt. So, and it's out there so far in the open now that I don't think we'll see anybody disappearing. That would be my hope anyway. But we're going to take a moment. We're going to come back with the CIA. You know, this is the palace where they have exposed themselves. This is...
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. All of this evidence contained in the Vault 7 CIA data dump confirms a pattern of evidence that has been piling up regarding the U.S. intelligence establishment. It has long been thought that there are rogue elements within the U.S. intelligence agencies who seem to operate as a law unto themselves. And I think that they believe that they may be kingmakers, that they're the ones that actually ultimately decide who's going to get to be like the president. This constant and baseless narrative put forward in the media that Trump is a Russian plant seems to be part of this agenda. It's being driven by false intelligence and phony evidence sold to the public via the fake stream legacy media. This isn't journalism. It is a centrally coordinated propaganda campaign carried out as part of a nefarious political agenda to destroy a presidency. Regardless of what everybody else in the United States today, everyday America, regardless of what they may think about Trump's style or his allegations that Obama spied on him, the truth has now become clear. We have a shadow government in this country, and the tentacles of which spread at least across the intelligence agencies of the mainstream media. The coordination between them and their shared agenda is very, very sharp. It's a very clear image. Nothing else. The election of Trump has revealed this reality to us here in the United States. Throughout history, officials and bureaucrats close to seats of power have sought to establish themselves as shadow governments away from public scrutiny. They can do that because rulers do come and go, but they are forever. They know where the corpses are and who put them there. Information, access, and dark arts of espionage and assassination are their tradecraft. In the East, these shadow rulers are usually referred to as eunuchs. This prevented any scandalous paternity questions from destabilizing the state. In dynastic China, an entrance exam was required to ensure that this feudal deep state was populated with the most talented and ambitious men. In Ottoman Turkey, they were often European boys abducted from families who had been unable to pay the Islamic jizya tax. Many of these men became masters of court intrigue, and sometimes they even controlled the Sultan himself. Here in postmodern America, the scale and scope of government dwarfs those pre-modern political systems. The president does not rely upon an informal espionage network for news of foreign developments. He is expected to rely upon daily briefings provided to him by the intelligence agencies that form part of the deep state apparatus. Control over this information that is provided to the president makes these intelligence agencies enormously powerful. Combine that with the power of the mainstream media to control the information provided to the people of America, and the power becomes absolute. So this nexus between the deep state intelligence mandarins and their collaborators in the media is where some of the most powerful palace eunuchs in America can be found. They are at the heart of the shadow government, which has so mismanaged the affairs of state in this country. This usurpation of power is not only unconstitutional, they have been lacking in any sort of formal accountability, and it has become toxic. Constitutional safeguards, such as the separation of powers, were intended to prevent tyranny emerging in America. What greater tyranny is there than an invisible government which acts with impunity? Now, the palace insiders in America today do not skulk around in court looking for gossip that can be used for blackmail. These days, they staff the deep state bureaucracy that listens in on phone calls and hijacks electronic devices for the same purpose. That they are now revealed in seeking to remove a sitting president is destabilizing in the extreme. No ruler can tolerate his own palace eunuchs working against him, serving foreign interests and plotting his replacement. Heads are going to have to roll. Palace eunuchs become especially powerful when the king is weak. And that's why the deep state establishment in America has become too bold. It has been a long time since a true commander-in-chief inhabited the White House. The problem for these eunuchs is that they now serve a president who is determined to actually govern. Trump was not bought and paid for as a puppet of the oligarchs. He will not be tempted by the trappings and luxury of the White House lifestyle. He has enjoyed better on his own merits throughout his life. He's played enough golf with the glitterati. Now he wants to make his mark. This president wants to take hold of the helm of the ship of state and reverse its decades-long careening to the left. He wants to leave his imprint on history by restoring the sovereignty of the nation as an expression of the popular will. He is not like the old kings. This one intends to rule. And that puts him at odds with the palace eunuchs who have held the power now for so long that they're not willing to give it up without a fight. But fortunately for Trump, the American people are turning out from the deep state propaganda in record numbers, and they're finding out for themselves how the deep state bureaucrats have been ruining this country. It's not the emperor who has no clothes this time, but the eunuchs. They stand naked and exposed before a citizenry that feels angry and disenfranchised. With every fresh revelation of their misbehavior and treason toward the president, their position becomes less and less secure. They would do well to cease their effort to destabilize the president and remember another reason palace officials were historically eunuchs, because they were really very easily replaced. This is going to have to be something that we do. We're going to have to start and finish it. Take it all the way. No room for sitting back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Oh, yeah. This is where you go when it's time to take that AR-15 and go around that corner and make it something different, something a little more lethal. OperationParts.com. When El Presidente Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama came into the White House 8 years ago, he promised a new era of responsibility. It didn't work out that way, particularly for student loans. This is one of the most nefarious things I've seen out there. leaving Trump with a big mess to clean up. See, with the advent of the Bernie Sanders mentality where you should get an education for free, and with some other programs that have been out there going along that vector, if you will, when it comes to borrowing for college, a lot of these students have become utterly irresponsible. A recent survey by LendEDU of 500 current college students found that 49.8% of them think that the federal government will forgive their loans after they graduate. But in reality, according to LendEDU, a very small percentage of graduates will even qualify for public service loan forgiveness. These kids are over-borrowing on the hope that their student debt will be forgiven in the future, without any indicator saying, well, that's going to happen. What's worrisome about this is that given the amount of federal student loan debt is currently $1.3 trillion and rising fast, and of that, $31 billion of it is seriously delinquent, meaning that debtors are at least 90 days past due on their payments. In fact, at 11.2%, the delinquency rate on student loans is 57% higher than credit card debt and nearly the four times the rate of all loans combined. Read that to mean the title loans and the payday loans, all loans combined. There's more delinquency here. And for the most part, it's Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama that's to blame for this. One of his first actions as president was to nationalize the student loan program, cutting out private lenders and instead having the government lend directly to students. As a result, direct lending went from 21% of federal student aid in 2009 to 73% today. And the total amount of student loan debt on the federal books doubled in 8 years. At the same time, Obama made it easier for students to avoid paying back the full cost of those loans and repeatedly spoke as if students were victims who deserved to be protected from their own debt. In fact, his reforms of student lending became widely known as the Obama Student Loan Forgiveness Program. But that combination of making it easier to borrow and seemingly easier to avoid paying back these loans created a vicious cycle. Because now the students were more willing to borrow, less concerned about the amount on the assumption that they'd never have to pay it all back. These colleges, for all of you wondering why tuition keeps going up, when they saw this tidal wave of new federal loan subsidies, they decided to jack up the tuitions, which in turn forced students to take on more debt. As a result, student loan debt accounts for 10% of all household debt, which is double its share from 2009, according to the Federal Reserve. So, what isn't needed here is more promises of debt forgiveness or easier loan terms. We need Trump to deliver on what Obama promised 8 years ago, a new era of responsibility. That means that telling students when they borrow money to pay for college, that is when they invest on their own futures, they will have to pay that money back with interest. Reinforcing that message of responsibility will in turn push students to be more careful about their decision regarding college costs, their selection of a major, and their decision about how to pay tuition. This message won't be easy for many young people to hear, but then again, nothing worthwhile is easy. I know a young lady. She went to college for 4 years to get a degree in architecture. She did get a degree. She had a full scholarship, full ride. She got her degree. At the end of it, she decided she didn't like being an architect. So now she has gone back to school to become a vet, a veterinarian. No indication if she'll actually like doing that when she gets to that. By the time she gets out of college, she will be in her 30s. I'm sure there will be some student debt involved in that. But this is the kind of thing where you get out there and it's almost like you can go out there and say, well, you know, I'm going to pick this and I'm going to train to do this and I'm going to go to school for this. And then if I don't like it, I'll just keep on going to school and do something else. Yeah. We've set up these young people who are right now in college, running people out of college. They are the most intolerant of all people out there. They'll get out there and say, well, there is no freedom of speech if you're preaching hate. Really? Sooner or later, children, you will have to come off of that campus. And when you do, you're going to be out here with us. And with everybody that comes out here and gets with us, what happens is over time, you come to realize that your indoctrination was a lie. It was an out and out lie. Streets are not paved with marijuana. Folk songs are not the best music. Protest is not an art form. You're going to find out that you have to produce some sort of result. And you're going to come out with all the student debt. And you're thinking you're going to be forgiven this. But that translates, though, is that somebody else is picking up that tab. Because somebody loaned you the money. That money came from somewhere. And that money has to be repaid by some way or fashion. Forgiving you of the debt does not make the debt go away. It just shifts it laterally some way or another. So I get a kick out of them. I really do. I hope. I worked with a young man today. He's like 22 years old. This kid had his stuff together. He was working as a board op here locally, and he had his stuff together. He was good to go. It was encouraging to see that. That means that my prejudice about millennials may be incorrect, which I can't wait to be wrong about that one, because one day they're going to be taking care of us. So we better help them out as much as we can, but they will have to pay their debts. That's just the way it is. Somebody will. Now, what they think is going to happen isn't going to happen, but somebody's going to have to. We'll see. Won't we? When we get back, unlikely new customers of the Second Amendment are coming on in the age of Trump. This is Lock and Load.
There's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects. These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When Obama left office, gun sales nationwide were at an all-time high. FBI background checks, which is the strongest indicator of national gun sales, totaled 27.5 million in 2016, shattering the record of 23 million set in 2015. Although the number of FBI checks remains high, the upward trend witnessed under Obama has changed course under Trump. Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation said without the continued national threat to gun rights from Obama and Clinton, gun sales have backed off new record highs. That seemed to be the case in February with FBI background checks totaled 2.2 million, a decrease of 400,000 background checks compared to that of February 2016. But while the number of guns being purchased may have decreased since Trump was elected, the demographic makeup of those purchasing firearms has changed. According to the Washington Post, gun clubs and shops that cater to black and LGBT clients say there has been an uptick in interest in firearms since November among those who fear that racial and ethnic-based violence could increase during Donald Trump's presidency. More than 7,000 people, for example, became members of the National African Gun Association after Election Day. Meanwhile, pro-LGBT shooting organizations such as Pink Pistols have had a surge in membership because many people in the LGBT community are worried that Trump will roll back gay rights. Somebody's going to have to explain to me exactly what those are one day. Gwendolyn Patton, the Pink Pistols first speaker, said they're buying guns. The rhetoric is flipped. Even residents in the leftist Cleveland, Ohio, where Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton overwhelmingly won on Election Day, are purchasing more guns out of the fear of the Trump administration. Cleveland gun dealer Kevin Jones said, whether it's perceived or true, a lot of people feel there's a lot more racially oriented violence out there right now. Stereotypically, gun owners are assumed to be white Republicans living in rural America. So how ironic would it be if the Trump administration ended up being inadvertently responsible for a dramatic broadening of the gun-owning coalition? Too many people are listening to way too many things on the magic box. America, black America, LGBT America, you want to be gun owners? We're not coming after you. No, not at all. Not going to be any violence coming from us. We are the most law-abiding of people. I know the magic box didn't tell you that part. I understand it. I understand it. Now, along with this, we also know that, of course, Obama was the nation's best gun salesman, and coming in at close second was Hillary Pantsuit Clinton. But just because this threat to the Second Amendment has been diminished does not mean that we as gun owners can slip back into lethargy. To the contrary, with the Republicans controlling Capitol Hill and the presidency, this is the moment, in the first real opportune moment in decades for gun rights activists to reform the nation's gun laws. And that fight is well underway. I mean, we've got the concealed carry reciprocity that could become reality. New Hampshire became the latest constitutional carry state. National Hearing Protection Act is out there, could become the law, which will be a chunk or a chink in the armor of the NFA. Being lethargic, though, is what gun owners are famous for, and I'm sorry to have to tell you that. Right now, there's a lot of people saying, well, you know, I've joined the NRA or Gun Owners of America or Second Amendment Foundation or whatever. They're my proxy. They get out. They do. No, that's not the way that goes. No. Join and support your major gun rights organizations. They've been fighting these battles for years. But this is the moment when we might actually be able to get something done. This is not the time to fold up the tents and go home. It's not going to happen overnight. There's a lot of restrictive gun control out there right now that's going to took years to get it in place. It's going to take a while to get it out of the way. Fox News confirms that firearm sales-related background checks have declined for the first 2 months of the year. In December 2016, NICS checks fell to 2,771,159, a decline of only about a half million from the record set in December 2015, when they conducted 3,314,594. Most of the time, those numbers do not reflect actual gun sales, but it's an indicator, it's a yardstick. In South Carolina, for example, if I buy a gun, I never go through a background check because I have a concealed carry permit. I have been vetted. I do not have to be vetted no more, as long as I maintain that permit. So, if I buy 10 guns a year, that's 10 background checks I didn't go through, and that's how many people like me are out there. See what I'm saying? So, we have an inescapable conclusion here. With Obama in office and Clinton poised to take office, Americans were concerned about their Second Amendment rights, and they were arming up. And the guns they didn't want Americans to have are now in the hands of the very citizens that their gun control schemes targeted. And that irony is almost overwhelming in a certain degree. Trump has nominated Judge Neil Gorsuch, described as many as a constitutional originalist, to fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant more than a year ago by the death of Antonin Scalia. Trump also has more than 100 federal court vacancies to fill. If he nominates more originalist judges to fill those slots, the federal court system will take a turn back toward the center right from the left where it is today. So thanks to Obama and Clinton, Americans probably own more guns now than at any time in history. But this is not the time, gun owners, to step back from the plate. This is the time to step up to the plate, to join and participate in the efforts that are going on to turn back the decades that has been eroding the Second Amendment. It is right here for us to grasp. You can already see some of these guys, like right now, they've got this repeal replace thing with healthcare, right? And the replace bill is basically Obamacare with a new cover. So they're trying to get something done, and I'm hopeful that if they actually do pass this, this will be packaged and fashioned in such a way to where they can take it away piece by piece. We will see how that goes. But now then, if you guys were, and each podcast is going to have this at the bottom. If you guys want a, where did it go? Where's my email? Oh, there it is. Nighthawk is going to give away a Predator 2. This is all part of gunwinner.com. It is sponsored by Nighthawk Custom, On Target Magazine, Gat Daily, and gunwinner.com. You can win a Predator 2 giveaway. You can go to nighthawkcustom.com/lockandload and enter to win it. 53 days left in this drawing. The Predator 2 appears to be a very nice Nighthawk pistol. If it's as nice as my Falcon, I will say this is as nice a 1911 as you're going to find out there. And it costs you nothing to join. And it looks good for me. It will help me out greatly. All of these links will be out there. Please, when you get this, if you're listening to the podcast, click it and sign up. You might win one of the nicest handguns you're ever going to see. This one is valued at $3,800. My first car only cost $500 in 1977. So this would have bought seven of those. So, hour number two is coming up. We're going to be doing The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship to the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.